"You are the lucky octopus I have been waiting for," the sea fairy said.
"I am?" Polly said.
"Yes, only the luckiest octopus gets to make 3 wishes." Ollie knew exactly what to wish for.
"First, I wish that Olivia was honest," Ollie said.
"Your wish is granted. Now you have 2 more wishes," the fairy said.
"Second, I wish that Oscar was kind."
"And now he is," the fairy said. "And what is your last wish?"
"Lastly, I wish that Orlando was fair," Ollie said.
Before the tiny sea fairy disappeared, she told Ollie that she was the kindest octopus in the whole sea. "I wish that all of your birthday dreams come true," the sea fairy said, before she swam away. When Ollie got home, her family was waiting for her.
"Surprise!" they said all at once.
"I bought you a present," Oscar said. "It's a beautiful pearl necklace."
"Thank you," Ollie said. "You are very kind."
"I baked a delicious cake for you," Orlando said, "and I invited all of the sea creatures to share it with us."
"You are very fair," Ollie said. "Thank you for sharing."
"I am very sorry. I don't have a present for you," Olivia said. "I forgot it was your birthday."
"That's okay," Ollie said. "You are very honest. Thank you."
Ollie's mother swam over to her daughter with a red birthday balloon.
"I'm so happy for you, Ollie," she said.
"Why, mother?"
"Look, you've finally grown your 8th leg."
Ollie's mother tied the balloon to her daughter's new leg. It was the happiest day of Ollie's life.